together. Thank you for what it does to our souls, even though our bodies get weary and tired and hot and sweaty and smelly, especially mine. But Lord, thank you that we still love each other and we are an encouragement to each other. Thank you for the sunshine, Lord, but you can tone it down a little bit if you want. But we accept what you bring to us because there's a purpose in everything, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you that you love us. We thank you that you prepare a place for us, that we will go and be with you someday. We're excited about that, Lord. And we're just grateful to be here today. Thank you so much for the people that are here. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Sammy, take it away. She says she doesn't have as much energy today. I don't know why. Oh, let me turn that off.
Do you want me to? Okay.
Yeah, no, go for it.
It is on. Okay.
It's now on. Okay, you said no energy.
No, do it with energy.
All of the energy. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her new husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, or sorrow, or crying, or pain. All these things are now gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." And then he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." And he also said, "It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, and immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshippers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur." Try that right now. "This is the second death." Then one of the seven angels who held the seven bowls containing the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come with me. I will show you the bridge, the wife of the Lamb." So he took me in the spirit to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God and sparkled like a precious stone, like jasper, as clear as crystal. The city wall was broad and high, with 12 gates guarded by 12 angels. And the names of the 12 tribes of Israel were written on the gates. There were three gates on each side, east, north, south, west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations of stone, and on them were written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked to me held in his hand a gold measuring stick to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. When he measured, he found it was a square as wide as it was long. In fact, its length and width and height were each 1,400 miles. Then he measured the walls and found them to be 216 feet thick, according to the human standard used by the angel. The wall was made of jasper, and the city was pure gold as clear as glass. The wall of the city was built on foundation stones inlaid with 12 precious stones. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were made of pearls, each gate from a single pearl, and the main street was pure gold, as clear as glass. I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple, and the city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is its light. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the world will enter the city in all their glory. Its gates will never be closed at the end of the day, because there is no night there. And all the nations will bring their glory and honor into the city. Nothing evil will be allowed to enter, nor anyone who practices shameful idolatry and dishonesty, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 21.
Good job, Sandy.
Good job, Sandy. We have some dramatic children.
Come on up, dramatic children.
Oh, good job.